是的，我们的主耶稣不能够救自己。
Yes, our Lord Jesus cannot save himself.
因为当我们还在做罪人的时候
，Because when we were still sinners,
他就为我们死了。
He died for us.
世界上有人为着自己的朋友或者好朋友来死的，却没有一个人是为着罪人死的。
Now, in this world, a lot of people may die for their friends or loved ones, but no one died for sinners.
今天我想跟弟兄姊妹分享神不能做的几件事情。
So this morning, I'm going to talk about some of the things that God cannot do.
当你看到这个题目的时候，你就会觉得很奇怪。我们的神难道有一些事情不能做吗？
When you look at the title of today, you may be wondering, what are the things that God cannot do? Aren't God mighty?
当我在杜拜的时候，就是在迪拜，我在那里有一年的服侍。
When I was in Dubai, I was serving there for about a year.
那个时候认识了一些这个穆斯林的朋友。
At over there, I get to meet some friends who are Muslim.
有一个那个穆斯林的朋友就问我，他说：“耶稣基督是神吗？”
Now, then one of my Muslim friends asked me this question.
他说
：“Jesus Christ, God.”
他说：“如果他是神，他为什么会被我们这个人钉死在十字架上呢？”
And he asked me, if Jesus is indeed God, then why would he die in the hands of man?
你们对神的那个定义是什么呢？
Now, what is your definition of God?
难道神会被世人所钉死吗？
Now, how can you tell me that God can be killed in man's hands?
他说如果耶稣基督有所不能的话，
Now, if Jesus is not almighty,
他就不应该是神。
Then Jesus cannot be God.
因为他被罪人钉死在十字架上。
Because he was killed in the hands of sinners.
非常清楚的，他有所不能。
Now clearly, there are things that Jesus cannot do.
所以他们的结论就是耶稣基督不是神。
Then their conclusion has become, then Jesus cannot be God.
今天我想跟弟兄姊妹分享，耶稣基督是神。
Now today, I want to talk to you about how Jesus is God.
他有一些不能做的事情。
But yes, there are a couple of things that he cannot do.
我们来先读一段圣经。
Let's read one verse.
提摩太后书二章十三节。
Second Timothy chapter 2, 13.
好，我们来一起念。我们纵然失信，他还是可信的。因为他不能背负自己，我们再念一遍。
Together,
我们纵然失信，他乃是可信的，因为他不能背负自己。啊，所以这里讲得很清楚，我们的神是不能背负他的自己。
So in here it says very clearly that God cannot deny himself.
所以很清楚的，他有所不能。
So clearly, there is one thing that Jesus cannot do.
早上我们仍然带着一个敬拜的心。
So this morning, we come with a heart of worship.
我们来领受神的话。
We come to receive His words.
我们说求神给我们一个敞开的灵。
So we ask Him to give us an open spirit.
一个受教的心。
A heart that is willing is teachable.
让他的话进入我们的里面。
So that His words can come into our heart.
成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
It becomes the light of our path.
带领我们走这一生的道路。
So that we may walk this path.
我们一起低头祷告。
And for that, let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you.
早上你带领我们来到教会。
This morning, you led us into your home.
我们知道你在你的宝座上必有恩言为我们存留。
We know that you have prepared your kind words for us.
主啊，求你开我们里面的心窍。
So Lord, please open up our heart.
我们来到你的面前，我们求你让宝座上的话赐下来。
So when we come to you, we ask that you give your words to us.
我们邀请圣灵自由运行在我们的中间。
And we also invite the Spirit to walk among us.
拆去我们中间所有拦阻的。
To take over all the blockage.
释放我们的灵魂，主啊，来到你的面前。
To release our spirit so that we may come to you.
让我们有一个谦卑的心，受教的心。
And now we come to you with a humble and teachable heart.
求你恩待我们。
We ask that you give us your grace.
主让我们所听见的话语都成为我们的粮食。
So whatever we hear, it becomes our daily supply.
让我们可以有力量奔走前面的道路。
So that we receive our strength to walk this heavenly path.
我们都等候在你的脚前。
And now we await before you.
仆人静听，主啊，你说话，仆人静听。
And then the servants will hear all your words.
我们将祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
我们所信的神，他是一个自有永有的神。
Now the God that we believe in, He is Almighty, and He is from the beginning till the end.
诗篇说，他用他的手心量注水，用他的虎口量注天。
Now in the Psalm, it tells us that He used His hand to measure the water.
他是全知、全能、全在的神。
That He is all-knowing, all-present, and all Almighty.
他创造了整个的世界。
And he has created the whole world.
他用他的全能的命令托住万有。
And he used his almighty hand to hold everything.
他用十灾那个奇迹，神迹奇事，把以色列人从埃及领出来。
And he used the different miracles and signs to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
在这末后的时代里面，他又差遣他的独生子来到这地上。
And at the end of times, he sent the Son of God.To this world.
为着你，为着我，被钉死在十字架上。
For you and for me, he died on the cross.
三天以后，他又从死里复活。
And in 3 days, he was risen.
用他的大能显明他就是神的儿子。
To use his might to show us that he is indeed the Son of God.
他是无所不在的神。
That he is all present.
诗篇那边说，我往哪里去躲避你的灵呢？
So in the psalm it says, Where can I go to hide from your spirit?
我往哪里去逃可以躲你的面呢？
And where can I run to seek, to run away from your face?
我如果升到天上，你在哪里？
If I go up in the heaven, then where will you be?
我若落在阴间里面，你也在那里。
And if I go down to the deepest valley, you are still there.
他是无所不在的神。
That our God is all present.
更有一个非常清楚的证明。
And there is one more obvious fact.
就是他如今住在我们的里面。
That is that now he dwells in us.
我们进，我们的出，他都与我们同在。
If we go in, if we go out, he is there with you.
他与我们交谈，他与我们同行，他在生命的窄路上跟我们同过。
He walks with us and he talks with us in the narrow path of life. He walks among us.
他也是一个无所不知的神。
And he is an all-knowing God.
他知道万事万物。
That he knows all things.
在我们还没有出生前，他已经知道我们整个的一生。
Before we were even born, he already knew of our whole life.
圣经上说，连我们的头发他都数过。
In the Bible, it says that he even knows how many strands of hair we have.
他也知道我们舌头上每一句话。
And he already knew all the words that come out from our tongue.
我们甚至还没有说出来，他已经知道了。
Even before we speak it, he knew it.
所以没有一件事情发生在我们身上出于他的意外的。
So there's without one thing that is a surprise to God.
没有一件事情发生在我们身上可以让他惊奇的。
There's none of anything that happened to us without God's knowing.
刚刚我讲的这个神是无所不知、无所不能的神、无所不在的神，我想在座信主的都非常清楚。
And the all-presenceness, all-knowing, and almightiness of God, I think you all knew.
可是当我们看见马来西亚航空公司这个飞机不见了。
But now, when we were still looking into the news of the Malaysian airline plane disappearing,
我们看到纽约那两个大厦也不见了。
We see that how the Twin Tower in New York is now disappeared.
有很多基督徒非常爱主，也被主接去了。
And a lot of Christians, they love God, but they're taken away.
我们常常会跟，特别是我们切身的亲戚或朋友遇到这种事情，甚至我们自己遇到这种事情，我们会问说：“神啊，你知道吗？”
So a lot of times when these weird things happen, we may question God and ask Him, Do you know what happened?
神啊，你看见了吗？
God, did you see what happened?
好像这些事情发生，对我们来说好像神不知道一样。
Just like we think that these things happen without God knowing.
事实上我们的神所有的事情他都知道。
But in fact, I tell you that our Lord knows everything.
可是他的确有一些事情他没有办法做。
But yet, there are some things that he cannot do.
譬如说我们如果硬着心我们不愿意接受耶稣神帮不了我们什么吗？
For example, if we have heart in our hearts and refuse to believe in God, God cannot come forcefully make you believe.
如果我们硬着心，我们不愿意饶恕别人的过犯。
And if we hold on to the heart of stone and we are not willing to forgive someone else,
神也不饶恕我们的过犯。
And then God cannot forgive us of our sins neither.
如果我们落在罪中，
Now if we are tempted by sin,
神不听我们的祷告。
Then God cannot hear a prayer.
如果我们不承认他，他也不承认我们。
And if we deny him, then he will deny us.
我们如果说谎，可是神不说谎。
If we lied, God cannot lie.
我们失信，神却不失信。
When we become faithless, God cannot be faithless.
所以第一个我们要讲的是，神不能被恶所试探。
So the first one we're going to talk about is that God cannot be tempted by evil.
雅各书那边说，人如果被试探，不可以说我是被神试探。
So in James chapter 1, it says that when we are tempted, we cannot say that we are tempted by God.
因为神从来不试探人。
Because God cannot tempt.
试探这个字啊，如果你去看它的原来的意思。
Now the work of temptations, if we break it down.
那个意思是说，这个受试探的人有可能失败。
Now the meaning, if you break it down into definitions, temptation means that when someone is being tempted, he has a chance of falling.
如果我们说我是一个绝缘体。
And then if you say that I am a non-conductor.
如果我是绝缘体，表示说什么东西都通不过我。
If I'm a non-conductor, that means that no current can conduct through me.
如果说这个东西可以被试探，
But now if something is capable of being tempted,
那意思就是说试探可能会胜过他。
That means that this person can be overcome by temptation.
我们知道我们的神是完全的神，百分之百的神。
Now we know that our God is a complete God.
他也是百分之百的人。
And he was also completely man.
在他的神性部分是一个对罪是一个绝缘体。
Now in his holiness, he is completely separated from sin.
罪试探没有办法胜过他。
That sins and temptation cannot overcome him.
可是耶稣又是完全的人。
But now on the other hand, Jesus is also completely a man.
他站在人的这个部分是可以被试探所胜过的。
When he took on the positions of man, he is now capable and possible to be tempted by sin.
他可能会失败的。
That there is a chance that he may fail.
所以当主耶稣受浸从水里上来以后，
So that's why after Jesus was baptized, when he came out from the water,
圣灵就引耶稣到了旷野，
That the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness,
接受魔鬼的试探，
To be tempted by evil.
当我说被接受魔鬼的试探的意思就是说魔鬼相信耶稣会失败。
That means that when I said when Jesus was tempted, the devil believed that he has a chance of overcoming Jesus.
因为耶稣那个时候是在最软弱的时候。
Because at that time, Jesus was at his weakest moment.
那边说他40天禁食以后肚子就饿了。
And then he said that after 40 days, he was hungry.
所以魔鬼就过来试探他。
And then the devil come to him.
所以魔鬼这时候相信耶稣是在活在人百分之百的人里面，他有可能失败。
So at that time, the devil believed that Jesus was completely man, and there's a chance that he may be tempted.
在耶稣这一生在地上的日子
，So in all the time that Jesus spent on this world,
撒旦一直用这个，一直有这样的想法说，耶稣是在百分之百的人里面，他会失败，所以说他们一直都来试探耶稣。
And when all the world Jesus won out this land, Satan believed that he can overcome Jesus by tempting him.
只要他失败一点点，他就没有办法执行父神的旨意。
And only if Jesus slipped just a little bit, then Jesus cannot complete God's will.
我们都知道结果耶稣没有失败。
But we know that at the end, then Jesus won.
撒旦所有的试探反而更证明了耶稣基督他自己是百分之百的神，百分之百的人。
And through all this temptation of Satan, Jesus overcame and showed us that how he is a completely man and victorious man.
耶稣不能被恶所胜。
That Jesus cannot be overcome by evil.
这个不能刚好证明他是完全的人，他也是完全的神。
And for this, Jesus shows us that he is completely God and also completely man.
第二个，神不改变。
And secondly, God cannot change.
希伯来书第一章那边说，他说你要将天地都卷起来，好像一件外衣一样。
In Hebrew chapter 1, it says that you could put the heaven and earth together, fold it up just like a jacket.
他说天地都要改变，唯有你永不改变。
And it says that heaven and earth can change, but you cannot change.
在雅各书那边也说，在他没有转动的影儿。
And James also says that there's no shadow around him.
他没有改变。
Because he will not change.
他不改变，并不是说他站在那里不动，啊，什么东西都不做。
When he says that he cannot change, doesn't mean that he always just stand there and not do anything.
这里讲到神不改变，是神是前后不矛盾。
But when here it says he remains the same, that means that from the beginning to the end, there's no conflict in him.
他如果改变，他的那个自存性就会受到影响。
If he starts changing, then his presence will change.
所以，所有依靠他的，依赖他的，都会被改变。
So if he start changing, then all the people that relied on him will now have to change as well.
如果他会改变，那这个整个的永恒就不存在。
Now if a God can change, then this eternity may change.
他的完全也就变成不完全。
Then his completeness will now become incomplete.
所以如果这样子的话，他就不是神。
So if that's the case, then he can no longer be God.
我们知道，我们都生活在一个末后的时代。
Now we know that we're living at the end of days.
我们打开报纸，会看见这世界上千变万化。
If we open up the newspapers, you can see all these bad things happening.
有禽流感，有地震，有劫机，有恐怖分子。
The flu, the terrorists, all these bad things.
这些周围这些事情天天都在改变。
And I tell you that all these things that are surrounding us change daily.
包括我们自己这个内心的世界。
Including our own.
我自己曾经在我们我家里面做一些 remodel 的一些事情。
Now I was remodeling my home.
我跟人家 sign a contract.
And then I signed a contract with the client.
我说这个浴室应该这样做，厨房应该这样做。
And I told my contractor, this is how I want my restroom to be. This is how I want my kitchen to be.
他们就说好，你决定了，我们就写一个合约。
And then the contractor said, if you made up your mind, let's sign this contract.
开工不到两天。
And after 2 days of the work.
我就说，这边要这样改，那边要那样改。
And I started telling them, hey, I want to change it this way, I want to change it that way.
我看很多弟兄在笑，有同感。
And a lot of brothers smile and I thought they concur.
我们常常改变。
That we change all the time.
我们也常常的摇摆。
And we are always changing.
所以当我们念到天地都要废弃，你的话不会改变。
So when we read of the words that heaven and earth will perish, but your words will not change.
我们心里面会得到多大的安慰。
Then how comfort are we?
因为他从昨日今日直到永远不改变。
Because from yesterday, from today to tomorrow, he will not change.
感谢神，我们有一位不变的神。
So thanks to the Lord that our Lord remains the same.
他带领我们走我们人生的道路。
And he is the one who lead us to walk this path.
他的不变的确会安慰我们。
And his unchangingness is what comforts us.
因为他的不变就是一个非常确定的保证。
Because when he remains the same, that becomes our assurance.
那你就问，神在哪些地方改变呢？
Then you will ask, then in what way would God change?
神在本性上面不变。
Now I tell you that God cannot change in principle.
我们会变老。
That we will become old.
我们会 离开这个世界。
We will age and we will leave perish in this world.
但圣经说，耶和华的慈爱永远长存。
But then in the Bible it says that His love remains the same.
神的能力、神的慈爱、神的良善不改变。
That His might, His kindness, and His goodness remains the same.
神的话也不改变。
And His words also remains the same.
他说天地都要废去，我的话不能废去。
And He says in the Bible that heaven and earth may perish, but my words will not perish.
这本圣经就是讲到神的话。
And this whole Bible are God's words.
这本圣经如果讲得更普通点，这本圣经就是神写给我们的情书。
If I put it in other words, this Bible is a love letter from God to man.
他说我爱你们。
And it basically says, I love you.
他我爱你们，甚至为你们而死。
That I love you so much that I died for you.
我的爱永远不改变。
And my love will remain the same.
我把这个道指示给你们听。
And now I give you my word.
我要你们去。
I give you my way. I tell you to go.
我的同在也与你们同去。
And my presence will go with you.
这些都不改变。
And these will remain unchanged.
所以我们成为他的儿女。
So now we are called children of him.
我们生活在一个爱的大家庭的里面。
And we live in a family of love.
我知道我们在座可能还有一些福音朋友。
And I know that there might be some gospel friends that are among us.
希望今天你听到这个信息以后。
And I hope that after today's message.
你要知道我们的神真是神。
You will realize that our God is truly God.
他爱我们，他就永远不改变。
And He loves us, and He remains the same.
天地都要废去。
That heaven and earth will perish.
他所说的爱我们的话，一句都不会改变。
But His words of love remains the same.
如果我们还有一些怀疑，
Now, if there's still any doubt,
或者我们还有一些不懂，
if there's any misunderstanding,
他说你可以祷告，你可以来到我的面前向我来祷告。
Then he says, then you can come to me and pray.
你就知道我的救恩，你就知道我的爱。
And then you will understand my salvation, and you understand my love.
也许你们也有人被问过这样的问题。
Maybe sometimes you will ask of this question.
他说我们的神是全能的神。
And people may ask you that if God is almighty,
他能不能够制造出一个他搬不动的石头？
Then can he make a rock so heavy that he himself cannot move?
他能不能够画出一个圆的正方形？
Can he draw a square that is in the shape of a circle?
其实发这样问题的人，
And I tell you that whoever asks of this question,
他是在一个有限的里面，
They are limiting themselves.
他用他自己的想法来想神，
They're trying to use their own knowledge to limit God.
他的词，他的词典字典里面有一个他搬不动的石头。
In his definition, there is a rock that cannot be moved.
但是在神的字典里面没有这件事情。
But I tell you that in God's dictionary, that rock doesn't exist.
我们先不要讲他的逻辑，这个问题的逻辑对不对？
Let's not try to look at this in any logical way.
事实上，在神那里没有这个搬不动的石头。
But I tell you that strictly in God's definition, there is no rock that cannot be moved.
在旧约中，以斯帖里面曾经讲过一个这样的故事。
In the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms, it came this story.
在以斯帖里面，以斯帖书里面有一个亚哈水鲁王。
In the Old Testament, there is this king.
有一次，他邀请他全国的人来到他的皇宫，有一个盛宴。
And this one time, he held a feast and he asked all his people to come join him.
他一时很高兴，他就想要show off, 想要让他的王后让大家看一下。
And at that time, he wanted to show off his queen, the beauty of his queen, to brought her in front of his people.
他就差遣人说，请王后穿着美丽的衣服，带着这个冠冕来到这边，让众人看到王后的美丽。
So this king, he sent his servant to call out for the queen and ask the queen to put on her most beautiful dress and her most beautiful crown so that she could come out and show off to the people.
结果出乎意料之外的，这王后抗命不出来。
And then, surprisingly, the queen didn't want to come out.
其实这个国王啊，是觉得他这个国家都是他统管的。
And in fact, what the king was thinking about is that this is his people.
每一个人都应该听他的命令。
And everyone in his kingdom should listen to him completely.
叫王后出来一件小事情而已嘛。
So when I asked the queen to come out, it's just a little thing.
结果这个王后居然不听命。
And how can this queen refuse and not come out?
让这个王下不了台。
So then this king didn't know what to do.
王不知道怎么办。
And this king is now confused.
另外一个例子是讲到我们中国文化大革命的时候。
Now in another example, when we talk about the revolution,
我们都知道那时候有红卫兵。
The revolutions in China, we talked about the Red Army.
他们的结果超出了毛主席一手导演的。
And this revolution was started by Master Mao.
可是那个结果却是出乎毛主席的控制。
But I tell you that once this revolution started, the outcome was way bigger than what Mao thought about.
不管是那个王也好，不管是毛主席也好。
So it doesn't matter if it's the king or Chairman Mao.
他没有办法控制那个结果。 他可以推那个工作的开始，但他没有办法预料那个结果。
That they both started something, but then they cannot control the outcome.
因为人是有限的。
Because I tell you that men are very limited.
因为人不是全知的。
And I tell you that because men are not all-knowing.
可是我们的神却是全知全能的神。
But our God, on the other hand, is all-knowing.
他不可能做出一件事情他预料不到的。
That it is impossible for him to do some things that he cannot know the outcome of.
所以难怪有些人就出了这个问题，说神可不可以做一个他搬不动的大石头？
So that's why some men will ask a dumb question like, can God make a rock that is too heavy that it cannot be moved?
神如果愿意，他可以做任何的事情。
And I tell you that if God wants to, he can do anything he wants.
但是人若愿意，不见得都能做他所要做、愿做的事情。
But on the other hand, if man wants to, doesn't mean that he can do whatever he wants.
另外一个，他不能救自己。
And then fourthly, he cannot save himself.
我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌就讲得非常清楚。
And the song that we just sang told us very clearly.
他救了自己，他救了别人，不能救自己。
That God can save the others, but he cannot save himself.
有人就讥笑他说，你是以色列人的王啊。 如果你是以色列的王，你现在就可以从十字架上下来。
There is this one person that mocked Jesus when he was on the cross. He said, "If you are truly the Son of God, why don't you release yourself from this cross?"
如果你下来，我们就相信你。
If you come down from the cross right now, we will believe you.
我相信我们传福音的时候，很多人也问过我们同样的问题。
I believe that when we go preach the gospel, we are asked the same questions many times.
你们神是神吗？
And then they will ask, Is your God really God?
如果他今天现在就向我显现，我就相信他。
If he shows up right here, then I'll believe you.
所以很多类似的情形，主耶稣不能救他自己。
So there's other examples as well that Jesus cannot save himself.
因为他要来成全父神的旨意。
Because he is there to complete the salvation of God.
神是 我们主耶稣是神荣耀的光辉，
that our Lord Jesus is the glory of God.
是神本体的真相，
and he is the presence of God's flesh.
他来到地上，唯一的目的就是顺服父神的旨意，
and the only purpose that he came to this world is to complete God's will.
来完成神的救赎大功，
to complete the work of God's salvation.
他曾经这样说过。
And this once he said,
他说没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。
He says, no one is to take away my life, but I give my way away my life.
我有权把它舍了，我也有权把它取回来。
That I have the power to give it away, and I have the power to take it back.
所以他不能救自己。
So that's why Jesus cannot save himself.
他甘愿舍命，为了要来拯救我们这些人。
And willingly he died so that we can be saved.
他死在督牢地。 是为了我们，
and he died in Golgotha for us.
否则恩典就没有办法成就，
otherwise the grace cannot be completed.
救恩就没有办法临到我们这些人，
and otherwise salvation cannot come to you.
他不能救自己，因为他必须成全父神的旨意，让公义和慈爱临到我们。
He cannot save himself because he has to die so that righteousness and holiness can come to us.
他不能救自己，因为他是爱。
He cannot save himself because he is love.
这个爱没有止极。
And this love is without limit.
这个爱是长阔高深。
And this love cannot be measured.
让我们现在虽然我们信了耶稣，我们还是不明白。
So even sometimes after we believe in Jesus, sometimes we still don't understand.
另外，他不能背负他的自己。
And another one is that he cannot deny himself.
我们刚刚读的圣经里面讲说，他我们纵然失信，但是他绝对不会失信。
In the verse that we just read, it says, even if we become faithless, he remains faithful.
因为他不能背负他的自己。
For he cannot deny himself.
神他不可以把二加二等于五。
God cannot make 2 + 2 to become 5.
很多人就说了，啊，你们信耶稣的人非常这个独断。
People will say that you who choose to believe in Jesus, you are short-sighted.
这个也可以是神啊，那个也可以是神。为什么你们说只有耶稣基督是神？
That Christians are very close-minded. Why can you believe that this person is God, that one is God, that other one is God as well?
就好像说二加二为什么一定要等于四呢？
And they will also ask you.Who says that 2 + 2 = 4? Can it be 5?
太独断了，变成五好了。
You are so close-minded. Why don't you open up?
神不能将有罪的当成无罪。
But I tell you that God cannot treat the sinful ones as sinners.
正因为如此。
And it is because of that.
地上才有公义。
That there are laws in this world.
正因为这样子，我们才知道这个地上有一个公理存在。
It is because of that that we know that what is right on this land.
难道二加二不等于五是意味着霸道吗？
Now, can you call someone close-minded if they only believe that 2 + 2 = 4?
难道这意味着神你是这么样子的能力受到限制，你为什么不把二加二等于五呢？你受了什么限制呢？
And can someone ask the question, why is God so constrained? Why can't he make 2 + 2 = 5 also?
他不能背负他自己。
But I tell you that he cannot deny himself.
好多年以前有一个杂志发表了一篇文章。
Now, some time ago, there was a magazine and it published this article.
他说二次世界大战的时候，英国和美国有一个联军。
It says that during World War II, the British Army and the American Army formed an alliance.
这个联军呢是所向无敌。
And this alliance is mighty.
从他们参与第一次的作战到后面好几次的作战，他们没有一个人伤亡。
That from the first battle that this alliance went in until the couple battles after, they did not even lose one man.
人家就说了啊，我们来找找看是什么原因。
And then, so they started looking into it to try to find out why.
到底这一队这个部队是有什么样的一个秘诀，让他们这个屡战屡胜，而且没有一个人伤亡。
Why is there one particular army within this alliance that whatever battle they go in, they will never lose a man and they always are victorious?
后来他们发现了这个秘密。
And later on, they find out what the secrets of this troop is.
原来这个联军，他们所有的这个部队里面所有的士兵。
Now, you find out that this particular troop, all the members within this troop,
每天晚上他们都来读诗篇第91篇。
That every night they will open up the Bible and study Psalm 91.
他说神啊，你是我们的避难所。
And they said that God, you are my shelter.
你是我们的山寨，你是我们的依靠。
That you are my fortress and I relied on you.
你使我们不怕黑夜。
That you make us have courage in the darkest night.
你是我们的脚踩在狮子和蛇的身上。
And then you are our feet that now we step on the heads of the lions and also the snake.
他们天天晚上就来念这段圣经。
And every night they would read this Bible together.
甚至于把它背诵下来。
And they would even try to remember it.
他们相信神是他们的宝藏，神是他们的高台。
And they believe that God is their high altar and God is their treasure.
结果他们所战皆胜，而且没有人受伤。
That's why all the battle that they go in, they always are victorious and no one will get harmed.
因为神所说的话，他句句都要兑现。
Because God's words are true.
另外，神不能强迫我们一定要信他。
And lastly, God cannot make us believe him.
我们知道，当主耶稣在十字架上他说成了的时候，
We know that when Jesus was on the cross and he said it's finished.
所有的救恩都已经完成了。
All the salvation itself is completed.
我们不需要做任何的事情，我们就可以得到这个救恩。
And there's nothing that we need to do, and we can receive this salvation.
事实上，我们还需要做一件事情啊。
In fact, there's one thing, one little thing that we need to do.
我们这一件事情就是我们愿意来相信他，愿意来接受他。
And this little thing is that we have to choose.To believe, to receive.
这里他没有勉强我们，没有强迫我们。
So here you see that God never wants to force His will on us.
所以我们今天来到神的面前，我们都是甘心情愿的。
So today we all came to Him because we wanted to come.
我们那时候邀请神说：“神啊，你坐在我们心中的宝座上。”
Do you remember that one day when you asked God to come into your heart?
我把我的主权完全的交给你。
You say that I put my sovereignty onto you.
你是我唯一的主宰。
That you are now my Lord.
布道家那个布永康啊，他在非洲有个布道会中，他说了一个这样的故事。
And there is a brother when he was ministering in Africa, he told of this story.
他说有一天有一个人啊。他住在一个房子里面，就听到有一个敲门的声音。
So one day there was a man in his house, and he heard someone knocking on the door.
他就把门打开，一看是主耶稣在门口。
He opened up the door and he said, "Oh, it's Jesus at my door."
他就说主耶稣，请进，请进。
And then he said, "Come on in, come on in."
这个年轻人非常的高兴，把主耶稣迎进他家里面来。
And this young man, when he opened up the door, he was so happy that he invited Jesus into his home.
他就跟主耶稣说：“主耶稣啊，我这里有一个房间，是所有的家具是最漂亮的，然后这个房间也是最大的，我把这个房间给你住。”
And this young man said, "Jesus, come on in. I have this master bedroom. We have my best furnitures in there. Come on in. This is now your room."
耶稣说：“谢谢你。”
And then Jesus said, "Thank you."
耶稣就住在他这个最漂亮的房间里。
Now Jesus lives in his master room.
第二天早上，又听到有个人在敲门。
And then the second morning, this young man woke up. Someone is knocking.
结果这个年轻人就去开门了。
And then he went to open up the door.
一看是魔鬼。
And then he looked at it is Satan.
还赶快关门。
And he closed the door.
结果这个魔鬼动作很快就进来了。
But then the Satan walked real fast, and just before he could slam the door, he walked in.
结果这个年轻人就跟这个魔鬼。然后啊，跟他一起奋斗。
And then this young man started struggling with this Satan, tried to kick him out.
结果打斗了一天。
Then after one whole day,
结果终于到了晚上，终于把这个魔鬼推出去了。
And at night time, finally, he kicked Satan out.
就赶快把门锁得好好的。
And he locked the door.
他就想说，不对啊，我在这边奋斗打了半天，主耶稣为什么不来帮我的忙？
And then he thought about it and thought about it and said,If Jesus was in my house, why do I have to fight Satan?
他难道他没有听见我这个打斗的声音吗？
Didn't he hear my struggling out here with Satan?
然后他就跑去质问耶稣。
So he started walking to the master bedroom and started asking Jesus.
他说我把我这个房子里面最好的房间已经给你了。
And he said, I gave you my best room.
为什么我在那边打斗的时候你都不来帮我的忙？
Then how come when I was struggling outside, you didn't come to help me?
所以耶稣就说了，孩子，你有十个房间的这个房子。
And then Jesus said, my son, you have 10 rooms in your house.
我只住了一间，其他九间都是你的。
I took on only one room. You still have 9 rooms to yourself.
这个年轻人好像懂了一点点。
And then this young man is still a little confused, but he thought he got it.
结果他说好，他说主耶稣，这个楼上这五间全部给你住，我住楼下的五间。
And then this young man said, fine, why didn't you take the five rooms that are upstairs, and I will still take the five rooms that are downstairs.
结果, 主耶稣说, 谢谢你, 年轻人。
And then Jesus said, thank you.
第三天早上, 又有人在敲门了。
The third day morning, someone knocked again.
这个人知道了, 很可能是魔鬼哦。
And this one thought maybe it's Satan again.
他开的时候开一点点这样看一下,
so he only opened up a little bit, just enough for him to peek through.
他一看是魔鬼,
and he saw it's Satan again.
可是魔鬼动作很快,
but then Satan is too fast.
他一只脚已经塞进来了,
Satan put his foot between the door.
他又是在这一圈里面他又跟这个魔鬼扭打了半天,
and then they struggle again.
到了晚上, 终于把这魔鬼推出房门。
Until nighttime, he finally overcame and kicked Satan out.
他这时候忍不住了,
and then at time, he cannot control himself anymore.
他跑到楼上去找主耶稣,
he went upstairs and talked to Jesus again.
他说, 别说了, 魔鬼今天又来了,
and he said, Satan came again.
你怎么不来帮我吧?
And you didn't come to my help again.
主耶稣说, 我只住了你一半的房子。
And Jesus said, I only took half of your house.
他这样子我们换一个方法好了。
Then how about we do this a different way?
你来住在我家,
why don't you come and live in my house?
你把所有的房子都给我,
and you give me all your rooms.
我不是住你家, 是你住我家,
now I do not live in your house anymore, but you come live in my house.
这样子好不好?
How about that?
啊, 这个年轻人完全的醒悟了,
and then now this young man understood.
他跪在神的面, 跪在主耶稣的面前, 就把他家里所有的钥匙都交给了主耶稣。
He knew down before Jesus and gave him all his keys.
又一个早上,
the next morning,
房门又有人在敲门了,
someone came knocking again.
这时候这个年轻人还躺在床上睡觉,
and then this time the young man stayed sleeping on his bed.
他知道这个房子的主人不是他,
because now he knows that he is no longer the owner.
他不需要去开门,
and he does not need to answer the door anymore.
结果他就听到楼上咚咚咚的声音,
started hearing these footsteps.
结果主耶稣去开门,
Jesus went and opened the door.
那个魔鬼一看是主耶稣,
and when Satan realized that it's Jesus who opened the door this time,
他说, 对不起, 对不起, 我找错门了,
Satan said, I'm sorry, wrong address.
弟兄姊妹, 这个年轻人他有十个房间,
so brothers and sisters, this young man has 10 rooms.
他给了主耶稣一间,
he gave Jesus one room at the beginning.
心甘情愿给的,
he was willing to give him that one room.
可是这个时候,
but I tell you that at that time, Jesus was still not the Lord of the house.
直到有一天,
until one day when this young man surrenders all his keys to Jesus.
主耶稣成为他的主,
at that time, Jesus became his Lord.
他不会怕别人的搅扰,
and now he no longer is afraid.
弟兄姊妹, 在你的房间里面, 在你自己的新房里面, 是不是有一个房间还留给你自己?
Now, brothers and sisters, let me ask you, do you still hold on to this one room to yourself?
你有没有把你所有的钥匙, 所有的主权交给主耶稣?
Did you surrender all your keys and all your sovereignty to this Lord?
如果你还有, 你还保留了一些东西,
now, if you are still holding tight to this one thing,
当魔鬼在那里敲门的时候,
when Satan comes and knocks on that door,
主耶稣没有办法帮你开门。
Can I tell you that Jesus cannot come and answer that one door?
我们常常有说, 大事交给主耶稣, 小事我自己 take care.
Sometimes you will see that Jesus will take care of the big things for me. I can handle my own for the small things.
从今天开始,
but how about from today and on?
我们跟神讲,
that we'll tell Jesus,
我把我的主权完全交给你,
that I give you my complete,
你来掌管我的一生,
you take my whole life,
你来做我的主,
and you be my Lord.
我们常常因为无知, 我们常常很幼稚,
and a lot of times because of our naive or my ignorance.
就像那个年轻人一样,
just like that young man.
我们对神, 我们没有办法全心的投靠,
that we cannot put ourselves completely in God's hand.
我们以为我们自己很行,
that we think that we can do it.
可是今天神告诉我们,
we think that we are somebody, But God tells us today that He is the all-knowing and almighty God.
他愿意坐在我们心中的宝座上。
And He is willing to come into your throne.
所以我们今天来到神的面前。
So today, when we come before our Lord,
我们悔改，我们说神啊， 我把我所有的钥匙都交给你。
Let's repent and give all our keys to the Lord.
我曾经保留了一些。
It says, maybe once I was still holding tight to something.
我今天完全的交给你。
But today I surrender completely.
神要马上的来宽恕我们， 马上的来接纳我们。
And God will forgive you instantly and receive you completely instantly.
所以我们对神有多真切。
So how truthful we are when we come to the Lord.
神会对我们有多真切。
And that's how God will return in how much.
神还说， 我既然爱你们，
And God says that I love you so much.
我就爱你们到底。
That I will love you until the end.
我们下面再唱， 这首诗歌的时候，
So now when we sing this song again,
我们一面唱， 我们心里面跟神有一个这样子的祷告。
When we sing, let's have the prayer in our heart.
我们的信心是不是还只停留在我们的头脑的里面？
Now, is our faith still just in our mind?
我们的信心是不是只有在我们还需要的时候，我们才来向神要？
Are we still only exercising our faith when we are facing a difficulty?
唱这首诗歌的时候，我们跟神讲，神啊，我要回转到你的面前。
So when we sing this song, why don't we all pray that we will repent?
你来做我的主，
and say that you come in and be my Lord，
坐在我心中的宝座上，
to sit in my heart。
我们来再唱这首诗歌84首。